You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, we are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, sitting here in Senator Del Marsh's office. By the way, those of y'all who happen to know Del Marsh know that he's been around this state for a long time, a huge proponent of school choice. And today we had the school choice rally. I told Del, I said, Del, I want to do my show from the state house, but I've got to have a place in the state house. And apparently I've got to use offices. He goes, you got mine. So thank you.
Blessing.
Yeah. Thank you to State Senator Del Marsh for allowing me to broadcast this show today, live from the state house from his very office. And that's kind of cool. We'll have lots of pictures up on our Instagram and Twitter and other things because Birdman has got us socially bound. We are socially bound up all over the place. But right now, though, enough of me just waxing poetic. Let me just do what I love doing, which is bringing on a friend, State Representative Charlotte Meadows. She's been on the show multiple times. She's a state representative from House District 74 in the Montgomery area. She's also the chairman of the board at Lead Academy, which is a charter school here in this state. She's also, and I say this all the time, it's almost embarrassing for me to say it to her probably. She's right here in front of me, so I'm going to say it anyway. I love the fact that she also is one of the only legislators I know of, the only one, who took the AEA, the teachers union, to court and won. So, welcome.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Charlotte Meadows.
And had we not won, then Lead Academy probably never would have started. So,
well,
because the timing was such that we'd have gotten stuck with COVID, and then it would have been a mess. So, really glad we won. Kudos to the Alabama Supreme Court for making that ruling happen when it did.
Well, you've been fighting for school choice since long before you were even in office.
And you know, the reason is because I have children of my own, and I know how important an education is to children and to families and to particularly mothers. So, you know, this is not something that I really have always viewed as a fight. It's just something I did because I had children that needed a choice. And we made a decision every year based on the needs of our child. And I'll say this, I may not have ever said this on the air before, but we have a son with special needs. Hmm. And the education that he was being provided, we started out in private schools. And then we changed to another private school. And then we went to a third private school. So it was pretty clear that we needed to be really intentional about his education. And so finally, I guess in eighth grade, we moved him to a magnet school, and he became a part of the magnet school that graduated from BTW. It was BTW is an arts magnet school.
Okay, okay.
And so he was a little quirky, and a lot of the other students were a little quirky. So it was because of my oldest son that I'm really involved to the extent I am. But when I got involved at the PTA level, I realized that teachers didn't have a voice. And I know that they think they do down here at the State House, but many teachers in a classroom are not really given a voice with their administration. And I actually helped them a lot.
I found that quite often as a state senator that, you know, I may be in opposition to the teachers union, but the rank and file teachers oftentimes felt the same way I did. And there are some who were dyed in the wool, old school, sort of that union mentality, don't change nothing, don't mess with my retirement, all that kind of stuff. But the ones who were in it for the calling,
for the children,
I mean, they were all about whatever it takes. Our tax dollars need to educate this child.
Exactly.
And I know, and in fact, I have a number in my family. My daughter-in-law was a public school educator in Huntsville City Schools.
Well, my daughter was a public school educator in Shelby County Schools at Oak Mountain Middle.
No kidding. Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, listen, so Charlotte, by the way, I also very fondly remember the fact that when I was running in 2014, you drove all the way up to Gadsden to go door to door on my behalf, for which I will be forever grateful.
And Thank you. That was a lot of fun. It was one of my more memorable experiences campaigning. I won't go into the details, but that's something else you and Senator Marsh have in common. I drove to Oxford Anniston and did the same thing in his district.
Did you really?
In the same election year.
Well, that's also an indication of how committed you are to those who are willing to be committed to school choice.
Well, and I could very well present your case to your voters because I knew what you had done down here in the Senate. Mm. And the same for Senator Marsh. I mean, y'all were both very solid on in favor of what's best for children. And at the time, I worked for an organization called Students First.
Right.
And that was an easy thing to say, because I really believe that we should put students first in every decision we make, and particularly in policy decisions. And so many of the times, as board members, as legislators, we aren't thinking about the child or the student. And that, to me, is what's the most important aspect of any policy, is how's it going to work for the students?
Well, so you now are in the sausage factory.
And it is sausage.
It's sausage. It's ground up. It is bound up. Sometimes it's spicy. But listen, so you're in the sausage factory down here in the State House where we are sitting right now. It does not appear to have caused a waning of your desire to see school choice, though.
No, not at all. In fact, the rally we had today was really inspiring to me. I mean, and, you know, it seems like I've been doing this for several months now, and it's just like last week, I think, or maybe. Was it 1 week or 2 weeks? We dropped the bill 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's been months. But we are continuing to focus on what's the best thing for the students. We did have a meeting last week, and I think the good thing that came out of that was that I believe the caucus is willing to bring a school choice bill to the caucus, and let's, you know, get a vote on it. We are working on the fiscal note, because that's obviously a big part of the problem is, you know, can we afford it? Well, it's my belief that it's the money should follow the student, and it's not the government's money. I think you said it very well today at the rally, but this is taxpayer money, and we need to use the taxpayers' money to make sure that every child gets the education they deserve.
Well, so let's talk about that for a minute, because what you're referencing is what in the Senate is called Senate Bill 140. What's your House bill number on that?
It's House Bill 245.
Okay, so you have the companion bill, House Bill 245, Senate Bill 140. They start off as the same. They might get amended here and there in the different bodies, but nonetheless, those particular bills, folks, I've been talking on the show about this. Senate Bill 140, which is the one that has gotten the most movement so far because it's out of committee, is literally a bill that would say, if you want to send your child to a private school, to a homeschool opportunity, which may or may not stay in the bill, to a a charter school down the road in another district, if you want to go to some, you know, private school option that may seem out of the range that you have right now in your own pocket, that, oh, by the way, your tax dollars would go with your child. That's it, really, in the crux of it.
That's exactly it. And really, I want to get to the why. And the why is because we are not succeeding in education in Alabama. If our state school systems were all proficient in all areas across the board, then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, true.
But until we are, then what are we doing? What is the plan? And so to me, this is a very real part of what the plan should be, to provide competition for the public schools, and for that matter, all the rest of the schools, the private schools will. And the fact is that this type of legislation has proven in other states across the board to raise the accountability for schools.
Yes.
It raises the achievement for students, and it leaves more money behind in the public schools. So it fiscally saves money for the taxpayer.
Well, it does, and it literally brings sort of the free market principles of capitalism into education. I mean, it allows where some are concerned that, oh, you're going to drain the public schools. No, what's going to wind up happening is some of those schools, maybe not some, if they can't get their act together, they don't need to be there anyway. But if some of them, the majority of them, are going to look around and go, you know what, we got to up our game.
We can do better.
That's
and
right.
Then they do.
Yeah, and I mean, then they do.
Right. It's just so
and
simple.
Studies have proven that.
And, you know, I mentioned this morning at the rally, you know, we passed the AAA, y'all passed the AAA, and there was wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then they passed the charter school law, more wailing and gnashing of teeth. And yet we still only have about 6,500 students that are participating in either of those programs.
Yeah, so, which it's been good for them.
Right.
But we can do so much more.
But it's time for us to be good for all the rest of the families in the state of Alabama.
Absolutely. And, oh, by the way, they're paying into the system. The bottom line here, you've got this bill, and I'm looking at some fact sheets right now that I got from the American Federation for Children. Six other states already have bills like this in effect. I mean, this is not a new concept. And 13 other states have vouchers, which is a similar type thing.
Right. Arizona did this several years ago, and it's been very successful. West Virginia passed almost the identical bill a year ago. So it's starting implementation this fall. there's other states that have done this, and the research shows that it's very successful. And like I said, it saves money for the public schools.
Well, right now, Charlotte, you know, there's sort of a pragmatic view of the traction the bill's gotten so far. I know the teachers union and the school board association have both come out hotly against it. They don't want anybody touching their stuff.
Right.
I've been recommending on my show that listeners call their state representatives and senators. You agree?
I totally agree. If we're going to get this done, it's going to be because the people let their representatives and their senators know that this is what they want and they demand it.
It doesn't matter whether they have kids or not. They can want better for their state.
Right.
All right.
And I would encourage, you're right, just regular people that don't, that have grandchildren or don't have any children, to let their representatives know that school choice is important. Parents' Choice Act needs to be passed.
Well, Charlotte Meadows, you are a champion. We appreciate you as always, and we'll have you back on again as the bill hopefully begins to move forward.
Let's hope so. We're working on it.
All right, Copper, move us to a break. We're going to come up here in a minute. We've got a surprise drop-in. I'm sitting here staring at the state party chairman for the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, who is way overdressed for radio, but he's going to come on in a minute and talk to us about, I guess, the state party apparently supports school choice. How about that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.